Tim, that's the second game in a row where we've taken the lead but then managed to go behind. What do you see as the problem at the moment?
Well, obviously the pitch doesn't suit us at all at the moment. I mean, the ball bouncing 10 foot up in the air, and when you're playing teams down the bottom of the league, all they want to do is get it to safety, you know, as far as I'm concerned, start smashing it anywhere and getting on the end of it and showing a little bit more desire, you know, at times, and it's very frustrating, but I'll put it, a lot of it down to the pitch.
It's Scott Steele's here as well. Scott, I know you're a bit closer to the players, so can I ask you, how much is the current situation having an effect on them?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, it's maybe in the back of their minds, but, you know, all you've got to do is be professional and carry on. At the end of the day, it's got nothing to do with them at the minute. I agree with Kim on the pitch situation. The pitch has got to be watered. We're a footballing team. We play some great football, but that ain't suiting the players whatsoever.
Okay, one positive, Grant Payne scored his third goal in as many games, so he's finally starting to show what he can do, Kim.
Well, the thing about Grant Payne is he's a footballer, and he don't need the ball 20 foot up in the air, the same as anybody else, you know. He'll get on the end of things. He's not lightning quick, but he's got a great touch, and if we would start playing the ball to feet, as we should be doing, then I'm sure that we would see a lot more out of Grant.
Tim Seals didn't start today. Scott, is he being saved for the big one on Tuesday?
Yeah, he's been safe for a big one on Tuesday. Let's hope we can bounce back. We have bounced back in the past, just hopefully we'll bounce back on Tuesday night. Biggest game the club's had in probably 3 years, you know, and we want to go and win this County Cup. And the lads, if they try hard enough and show the desire that they can do, I think, don't think we've got a throw of them.